Venerable religious and dear parishioners, on this last day of the Church Unity Octave, I would like to reflect upon the virtue of faith and also on the necessity of belonging to the Catholic Church to save one's soul. And I know it's already the end of the week, but obviously the salvation of souls is the ongoing theme for our lives. And you might say that is the theme that the Catholic Church carries throughout its mission here on earth, the salvation of souls, to help bring souls to heaven. That's why Jesus gave us the Church. And he made it a condition for salvation. Allow me to quote our Lord, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned." Does that sound like the Catholic Church is an option? No. That makes it very clear that the Catholic Church is necessary for salvation. And it only makes sense if God would take the trouble, so to speak, to come down on earth, give us a church, say, here's the blueprint, you must belong to this. How can anybody say, oh, I don't want that. I want to do it another way. I want to follow another religion. And the Catholic faith is not impossible to find. You know, one of the most striking examples, which we have all witnessed, is Father Alexander Krissoff, whom we support in his church, his small little parish there in Moscow, Russia. He was born into atheistic Russia. During the time when people were being severely persecuted for belief, yes, the Russian Orthodox Church was tolerated, but there's this one Catholic church right in the middle of Moscow, and Father Alexander Krissoff was not raised with the faith, but when he was 22 years old, he found that church and he found the Catholic faith and he said, I believe. I remember a woman from Japan that corresponded me with in recent years, never was able to meet other Catholics, but through the internet, that's a good use of the internet, discovered me. Is practicing her faith. Unfortunately, I've lost contact with her, but I know another priest is continuing to stay in touch with her. But when her father was dying, she baptized him. So you see, the faith is not impossible. If anybody is seeking for the truth, they will find the truth. Faith is a gift that God is giving to people. Yes, they have to do their part to seek it, to work for it, to reach out to it, but the gift is there. And it's necessary for salvation. Our Lord says if somebody does not believe, they will be condemned. And that doesn't mean picking and choosing, oh, I'll follow these teachings of Christ, but I won't follow these teachings. You know, I would say that besides modernism, the other pervading sin and heresy of Vatican II is giving credence to other religions. It's right there. The praising of non-Catholic religions is right in Vatican II. And instead of upholding the doctrine of this is the faith, you must belong to this to be saved, it's a terrible watering down. To the point where people say, it really doesn't belong, it doesn't matter what religion you belong to, just be sincere. Well, St. Paul was very sincere when he was on his way to Damascus to arrest Christians. He was going to throw them into jail, and he was doing this for zeal, what he thought was for God. And then God knocks him off his horse and says, you are wrong. And he converted. That's what the feast we're celebrating today, the conversion of St. Paul. And he didn't say, all right, Jesus, I will believe in some of your teachings, or I will take you for my Lord and Savior. As a matter of fact, he was told in his blinded state, he was physically blind for 3 days, go into Damascus and you will be taught. And Ananias instructed him for 3 days in his blind state. And he believed everything that he was being taught. And he was baptized. And at his baptism, the scales fell from his eyes. And not only was he now spiritually enlightened and spiritually seeing, but even now physically he had regained his sight. And he became this tremendous apostle who would suffer so much for Christ. So that's what we need to understand. Faith is not picking and choosing what we want to believe. Faith is all or nothing. And obviously it has to be the all. Why? Because God has revealed it to us. And His Holy Church has taught it to us. And we can and should place greater trust and credence in that than in anything else. You know how it is among us as human beings. We trust each other to tell the truth unless somebody tells us a lie, and then we'd have difficulties believing that person. But let's say that there's somebody who has never let you down, has never told you an untruth, and you have a lot of trust in this person. But theoretically, it's possible for this person to let you down. But with God and the Catholic Church, it is impossible to let us down. It is impossible to deceive us. It is impossible to lead us astray, because that's the kind of faith and credence that we give to God and to His infallible Church. Obviously, I'm not talking about the changes in Vatican II. We see a radical breaking off, and that's why we hold to what was taught before Vatican II, but we do not trust what has happened in Vatican II and thereafter, because there's literally contradictions between what is being taught and done now and what was taught and done before. I know that discipline can change. Pope Pius XII, for example, said, you may now go to Holy Communion after a 3-hour fast instead of from midnight. That can be changed, because that's not divine teaching. That is the discipline in the Church. That can change. The Church will wisely change its rules, but the Catholic Church can never change God's rules or change God's teaching. And that's what the Catholic Church does. It faithfully transmits to us the teachings of Christ. Oh, one other point, and it's worth emphasizing, that if in emergency situations people can be joined to the Catholic Church and save their souls through baptism by desire, God is merciful. God is infinitely good. And as long as it's not people's fault for not being baptized by water, baptism by desire will suffice and will join them to the Church. So you see, it preserves the doctrine of no salvation outside the Catholic Church. So this is what we have to uphold in faith and love to others, to share our faith with others. Why? Because we love them. We want them to save their souls. What is more important than that? Nothing can be this critical, this important. But it's hard to, you know, it makes us look like we're too dogmatic, too unbending. But again, how can we change the teachings of Christ? Our Lord had some hard sayings, hard teachings. If a man does not hate his father and mother and brother and sister, wife, and he is not worthy of me. And our Lord isn't saying we should hate one another with the sin of hate, but He's saying if we ever had to choose between Him and a creature, we have to choose Him. That's a hard saying. but that comes straight from God. Another one, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. Or the idea of going to confession or believing everything. But again, this comes from the infinitely loving heart of God himself. He teaches us not always what we might want to hear, but what we need to hear. And the truth is what we need to hear. So when we uphold the truth, yes, we're going to see pretty dogmatic because our world has become so relativistic and it wants to water down the teachings of Christ. Recently, a woman was telling me that her nephew asked her, "So what do you think about Pope Francis?" And her nephew is not walking the right path, morally speaking. And well, she said, "Well, I've got huge problems with him because of the teachings." But he said, "Why don't you accept him? He's making the church more relevant." You know what the translation of that is? He's watering down the teachings, if not denying them outright. We better not be pleasing the world. If we're pleasing the world, we're not going to be pleasing God. Yes, our Lord is infinitely loving and merciful, but he is also just. He is the God of truth. And he said, "No one cometh to the Father except through me." And as I said, he gave us teachings that we might find more pleasing, but he also gave us those other teachings that maybe aren't as pleasing, but we need them all. We must not water them down. One teaching, it just is another example, popped into my mind here. When it comes to purity, our Lord said, if a man looks at a woman with lust in his eyes, he's already committed adultery with her in his heart. And isn't that teaching being watered down? Go ahead and be immodest and decent. It's not so bad. And then the occasions of sin multiply. So, my dear brethren, we need the truth. We need Jesus. And we must accept all of it. We may have our struggles with some of our Lord's teachings, but we have to make that act of faith and that act of trust. In that act of faith, we say, "I believe, oh my God, I firmly believe that thou art one God and three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe that thy divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because thou canst neither deceive nor be deceived." God is truth itself, infinite truth. And we say, "Lord, I believe." And there's a great merit in faith. I'm not sure if it's in Romans or Hebrews where St. Paul goes on and on about the faith that different people had in difficult times in their lives. And he shows how that faith saved them. And of course, not faith alone, as Martin Luther said, but faith and good works. But it was their faith that kept them going through difficulties. And you know, that same faith is going to keep you and me going and growing spiritually and persevering in our love of God and neighbor and sharing the truth with others. So as we conclude the Church Unity Octave, let us deepen our appreciation of Saints Peter and Paul. They're being commemorated in Mass today. And let us ask for a share in their faith. And let us ask our Blessed Mother, who had more faith than any other creature, let us ask for their faith that we can hold to what God teaches, knowing how absolutely unshaken and unerring and trustfulness that it is. Let's hold on to it, and it is the way to salvation.